okay, we're learning Minchas Chinuch, and it's Tuesday night. There's no Kiddush Hashem going on in Yerushalayim, so we're able to learn. And we're in the middle of the mitzvah of Lo Lahotzi Mitzar HaPesach Chutza, which actually, as we're learning in Minchas Chinuch, we're seeing involves two things, that it's a lav, and the basar becomes pasul. And they might have different gedorim, like you might not need akir and hanocha for the basar to become pasul, you might not need the hanocha. And anyway, we're up to Os Ches, and I think you marked it off, and I think you're the only one that's a problem. No, you're on board, Ches. Bayan Shabbos of Tzadik Aleph Amal Aleph Iboya V'Gemorah Zara Kazayas True Molebeis Tomei Ichaya V'Aleitzoa Shabbos After Hu Pochos Migrogeris Even the Hu Choshu L'Inyan Tumah Bayan Shom Toisvis The Rambam Parakit Ches Mishabas Halacha Chav Zayin Umagim Mishnu Mishnu Melech Sham. I don't really understand the Gemara. I mean, there is a Machlokes Rishayim if you need a shear of a Ochel in order for it to be Mekabel Tuma, not just to transmit Tuma to others. Many Rishonim hold you need a certain amount, but it's a Kabeitza, not a Kazayas. You need a kibbutz, so why is it chashuv l'inyan tumah? Okay, I have to ask someone to get a Gemara Shabbos. I don't recall. Well, what's the chashiva that it becomes tumah? Is a chashiva? Yeah, but first of all, why do you need a kazayas? And why is that a chashiva in the shear? A mashu becomes tumah. And if it's going with the sheetness that you need a shear to become tumah, then you need it to be a kibbutz, not a kazayas. So something is... No, from now on, normal Gemaras. Ben Osgo Gemaras. Anybody else from Schmatz, I have to cheer myself up. The world is full of idiots. I need to get drunk.
Right. We would have brought, if we'd known, we would have gladly brought them.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have drunk. Right. We wouldn't want brothers to drink.
Right. Zara Kazayas Shuma the base stomach, the bias stomach. I guess it's from this mace. Or there's a mace there, so it will become Tommy Ba'ohel. Lama'ilin in Shabbos, you need to Gregorius. Ilin in Tumma, Kibbeitza Oichon Domi, Be'inon, the Tommy others, or maybe even to become Tommy itself. Loilom Lin in Shabbos, we're going to. Okay, so there's a whole case here. There's a Pokos Mikibbeitza Oichon in the house already. And he threw in a kazayas, which is maslim, what's in the house, to a kibbutza. So now it's a kibbutza, and now it will either now become tamei, or it will now acquire the ability to tamei other things. Depending on which shita you go with. So that's the question. With the mitzaref linyan tumma, mechayev mami linyan Shabbos, that's the chashivas. The chashivas didn't bring down the chashivas. Odilma calling in Shabbos. Okay, that's the chashivas is that it's being mitzvah. And it's either getting to more or acquiring the ability to transmit to more. Okay. What? There's a half a. We'll assume a kazayas is half a kabetza. And ochel, food. To be either, according to some Rishonim, to be Mekabel Tumah. And according to other Rishonim, to transmit Tumah to other things, you need a Kabeitza of Ochel. Okay? Now there's a half a Kabeitza of Ochel already in the house. So it either did not become Tumah, or did not acquire the ability to transmit Tumah. You threw in, from Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYachid, another Kazayas, a Kazayas, the other half of Beta. And it landed, touched it, and now it's, and now you have an item that, again, either became Tamei or acquired the ability to transmit Tumah. So that is a Chashivus that, that gives it a certain status, this thing. But you didn't throw in a Gregor. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Since you created a new legal status by throwing in this Kazayas, so maybe that's considered plays a chash of a hotza'ah, a chash of a transferal of this food, because you made it that it would be now mekabel tumah, transmit tumah. Well, maybe not. You always need a kegregris.
That's not the Gemara. As long as it's mitzdarich,
so
actually throws in. We'll see. Okay, we'll see. It makes the
raya
harder to understand.
Uboy lemishat mahad lechem aponim shteyalechem shiurin b'tzol Shabbos b'gregris after linyan yotzehu b'kazayis. It also has a certain legal status. The kazayis has a certain legal status, but still you need a gregris to be over for tzol Shabbos. The legal status of less than a gregris without a certain dinim does not. Does not affect the shear which is required for Hotzah Shabbos, which is a gregress of his food. Mdochi Hashas, Hashem Tekev Shaitziyah Chutzla Zora, Beinu Bishus Arabim Adayin, Nifsal. The change in status, if it happens as soon as you took it out of the Azora. Avalocha Badi Adadi Kaasi. But here, I guess you threw it into the house. Rambam shom poisik megoyazul sofek even the loy nifshata. Nearer the kan gabi pesach im kol leil tezlog b'shabbes the whole simin abayis kazayis biniach b'yushaloyim achar shenifritzu bov protzos b'av yushas harabim, because for much of Yerushalayim's history it had a din of yushas hayochid because it was surrounded by a wall. So he's saying lachar shenifritzu bov protzos, I guess made it porous rubaloimid. It's okay, Al Kaponim, you threw it from a house into the Shisharab. I am Sochem, I shall be based on the Nechat Chutz Chaymas Yishalayim. Father Chayim, I'll to our Shabbos. I from the Hoyt Iraq to Kazayim. Why? But once we're playing around, so the Mechaschim and Chasayi, Kivon the Choshev Hoytzoh, Lulav Zeh, the Hoytzoh is Bosh Zer HaPesach, it's called Hoytzoh that you're even allowed. Well, Sotzi, here's another Hitzoytzah. It's not the Hitzoytzah of Shabbos, it's the Hitzoytzah of the Sar Pesach, Mirshus, Adam the Bayis, that's eating it. So, and that only requires a Kazayas, it doesn't require a Kegregris. So maybe if Pesach falls out on Shabbos and it's Friday night, so you're also over for the Yisra Shabbos. It's called the Hitzoh, even though it's not a Kegregris, it's a Kazayas. But it's not me next Shabbos, it's a Shabbos.
Why do we rush the Kazayas and not rush the Kegregris? Why is that the Kavir? There's two different hotels.
Because some Shear is a Kazayas. We had that before.
Right. That's why you pay that. But now you have two hotels going on, right? One's the Basra, the Korban Pesach, and one's the hotel the guy beside, then the Shabbos.
That's one Hotzah, which has two ramifications.
And two different Shiurim.
Well, that's what Minchas Chinuch is saying. Based on these Gemaras, if it has that Chashivus of the status that you're over and you're violating the Isser Hotzah of Pesach, then probably that would carry over and it would be considered a Chosh of Shiur, but that'd be Shabbos as well. Even though it's not a Gregorist. That's exactly Minchas Chinuch's point.
And the Svarif with that. The
Svarif with that. All these Svarif we're saying till now, but always with a twist, so it's not mamish chashivus. But here it's a very straightforward chashivus. You're saying there's enough here to be mechayev him for carrying outside even the Korban Pesach. So agav that, it would be nigrar, that it would be mechayev for Pesach, for Shabbos as well. That's what the Chinuch Haskinah comes on for a double portion. Afam lo holtzir akzayis, kibu chagra salavzul, I told both of them, I'm going to ask for Shabbos. Balkan lo yosu shama boya b'teiku, even though the Gemara is b'teiku, rak b'shama in chiyav alo hitzo. Rak over there by the tumor. There's no chiyav for the hitzo, rak the name of kibu the choshu lo yin tumor. Ay shenitzal, yinami choshu lo hitzo ha Shabbos. The very same maslul like Israel and saw. Beloy the nifsal mikaydim sheniya. Beloy the nifsal mikaydim sheniya. Kasha yivur bezus shem will come on. If can't keep an oil of the love that he saw, Choshul Nami when you're in Shabbos. Kamosha Mitzinim on Asach HaSukkah. Migu da havin doif on the Shabbos, on the Sukkah. Havin doif on the Chaveiro, the Kamapom of Mitzinim on Asuk Shabbos. And when it has a certain legal status, we have one area in the Torah, so it gets it, we have another area as well. Right, like this is a perfect example. Maybe the having doif on the sukkah, having doif on the Shabbos, creating a mechitza on Shabbos with a wall that's machshir your sukkah. So the sukkah has certain leniencies not associated with mechitzas of shushayochim, but in the Shabbos and sukkahs, chalamoid, whatever it is, the first day, chalamoid, whatever. So you do say this for of migu the having doif on sukkah, having doif on your Shabbos. Here also, if it's if this is so, it saw this is considered enough of a food, right? So maybe it's nigrar, and for the other is so, it saw, which means Shabbos, it would also be enough. You wouldn't need a Greg or Gregor's.
With the Shabbos thing, wasn't it really an idea of Hashivas to start with? That the sheer of regards, you needed the sheer of regards in order to have Hashivas?
But the Gemara has scenarios where it asks, maybe it acquires the Hashivas when it has other areas, other when it acquires a legal status.
Yeah, so I'm saying, that's the kind of specific, it's a specific smara to a shear that doesn't have hashivas because it's too small. But that's not really the same as the sukkah thing, is it? The sukkah thing is
no, but he's just showing that you can extrapolate. You can give some. You're right. That's nothing to do with shear, but
it's
still,
hashivas,
but
right?
It's still the same idea. There, it's a mechitza.
Yes,
it is. If it's a mechitza, I don't know. The word chashiv is a very flexible word. It can mean whatever you want it to mean. When you there, we're talking about. It's true. We're not talking about a shear per se, but we are talking about it being deemed a mechitza. That it's a wall. It encloses the object, right? So that's a status, and if it has the status of Gabi Yom Dinam in the Torah, so maybe Agav that it acquires the status as well.
Okay, so then we have
the Chashivas. Chashivas,
it doesn't seem to be
any Chashivas. I don't know, the word Chashivas.
It is chashivas, it's a mechitza,
that's called chashivas. Or else what, the extrapolation has to be based on chashivas. We're saying if it has a certain status, l'gabi sukkah, so when it gets that status, l'gabi Shabbos. You don't want to use the word chashivas, don't use the word chashivas. You know, chashivas is just a word to make it palatable to understand the concept. What we're saying is if it acquires a certain status, l'gabi sukkah, so I got that. It automatically has that status, Legabe Shabbos, even though in Hilchah Shabbos per se, it wouldn't have the requirements needed for that status. But if it acquired that status, let's say a mechitza for Sukkah only needed 9 tefachim. It's not true, but I'm making it up. Right? And for Shabbos, you need 10. So then the Gemara would be saying that on a Shabbos, that's on Sukkot, the mechitza doesn't have to be 10 to be a Rishus HaYachim. Because we could have it doif on the sukkah, have it doif on the Gabi Shabbos. Now that extrapolation, you know, I understand it with the word chashivas. You know, the word chashivas is not a magic word, it's just a word. That means it has acquired a certain status. That's a chashivas, right? When you become a mister, it's a chashivas. You become a rabbi, it's a chashivas. You acquire a certain status. So that's a chashiva. So the chashivas can carry over to another area. But I don't want to get hung up on this word chashivas. Don't use the word chashivas. But the point is that we're extrapolating that when it acquires a certain status of one inyan and halacha, So it has that status. Look, I'll be another Indian.
Yeah, so we don't say Hashiva, we just say just like.
Are you asking a question?
Yeah, no. Well, I'll ask a question later.
Don't use the word Hashiva. I don't see why you're hung up so much on that word. But it doesn't matter. We'll stop using it. Can I use the word status?
Yeah, no. So then it comes out that the rule we're saying is that it's called a wall for Shabbos. It could be called a wall. It could be called
the wall
for
circus,
it could be called
the
wall for
shops. If it's called what's off for. You think does that make. Now I ask you, you're an intelligent person.
Yeah.
Called?
Yeah,
called. So it only makes sense if you say it has a legal status. You're called.
Yeah, yeah,
since you're called Tommy by your friend, so we'll call you Tommy here.
That's what I'm saying, we're calling it that. We're giving it a legal status. We're giving it that din, the name. And we're not
status. Halachic legal
not
status.
We're saying that it has importance.
Halachic legal status. I don't use the word important, but it has a certain halachic legal status.
Yeah.
Not just because it's called.
No.
Since
no.
It's called a kugel, the gabe, a kiddush on Shabbos, so it can be called a kugel if you promise to give someone a kugel.
Yeah, I'm saying that. We're saying that basically they have the same name, a halachic legal status. As opposed to saying that was specifically going on here in the
I don't
the
really understand your point. But
Yeshivas, really yeshivas.
I don't. But if you're happy, I'm happy.
All right.
I don't know. It's like there's just no semantics. I don't see why it's just not semantics. The point is, if it requires there's a concept in halacha that you find many places in Shas. They're not all exactly the same. You could be machalic between the two, as the Mincha Shchinuch himself does. But he says it's a more powerful extrapolation from an Isser Hoytzah to an Isser Hoytzah than from Doithim the Sukkah and Doithim the Shabbos. It's a closer extrapolation of the Hoytzah Hoytzah. Okay. Umashri kamaso lachaya mishamaytzor Shabbos ayin shah. Okay, very interesting. That's also an extrapolation of sorts. This is mamish not comparable to what we've been talking about till now. But again, it's an extrapolation. It's saying that children are not called carrying, it's called wearing. But if you're doing it in an oifen as bal toisif, so its status is going to change to being that of a burden rather than an article of clothing. That's what Bal Toysef will do. Since you're not supposed to be wearing it and you're even over a lav and it's called your Moisef on the mitzvahs, so it's going to not have the status of an article of clothing. It's going to be called a burden. I guess because you're not supposed to be wearing it, so you're over a lav even if you're wearing it. So that's a big chiddush. That extrapolation is certainly a chiddush. But I think Rashi says it in Masechet Shabbos. And Ken Hachanami Yisur Daitzos Pesach Mashri Kamasoin Nami Linyatay Shabbos. So he wants to say that talking about not needing a congregarious for the Shabbos, if it's Friday night, the Pesach says, well, Nisan is Friday night. So, the extrapolation could be looked at that way. That it's mashvi kamasa, makes it like a burden. You know, you need a kregris. It's not enough of a burden of carrying for the oiver without a kregris. He's saying if it's a masui, with God being the Isser, it's almost the same as he said till now. But it's specifically addressing. It's the same idea.
Because it's
Baltoist.
No, that is by the tune. Yeah. Why buy the Greg? What do we say? How does that work with the
You didn't carry enough. It's not enough of a masui. Not enough of a masui. But if it's enough of a masui to get you a ticket, Gabi bringing out Korban Pesach, so it's enough of a masui to get you a ticket that Gabi carrying on Shabbos. Okay, this is obviously a further extension of the idea of extrapolation, but this is Rashi's sheet that that's you could do that.
The person is sitting in his kabur in the house, and he carries inside two
bars outside the house. The filo local b'Shabbos. Now we get even more interesting extrapolation. Even if it doesn't come out on Shabbos, the sheetus have a rishonim for slavery. So it's all biyomtiv. So why it's her chlal like it? Has to be even mitoich has to carry in it a certain hachshas, a certain serach yomtiv. It's not a yom choyel. If you stop do things, you can be liable. Has to be a serach yomtiv. He's saying, according to those sheetas, I am a sugya to be toich, but made to the few days of King Gamba, he saw Shal Pesach, to the Tzorch Klal, because he's not doing anything constructive with it, he just lay for a lab. So he don't even allow him, can't even Gam can allow them lechas yomtiv. After Kazayas, now you'll have your extrapolation that you don't need a progress, after Kazayas. Kim the Choshev, when you know, he saw Shal Pesach, yeah. Motion is more or L. Bafa Soivim began the Isra Shaykh al Kaponim Surah Sas. Even Surah Lois in Dovor, you can't call it Ain't a Surah Klau. I entice with Beit Sashom, you have at least you have a reason for carrying it. Adore Matiki, the Kobuko Mash Kakas Lob in the Emes Hoysish for the Surah Klau, Chayav Afal Kazayas, Shemaitsos Yomte, Zeposhut. Okay. Bayim Shabbos Atzad Gimel Omer Aleph. Verambam Perek Aleph Mishabbos Halacha Tezvav Tezayim. Shefosach Sham Shnayim Shel Siu Eiz Amasu Bishabbos. Zay Yochel Zay Yochel Shnayim Peturim. Zayne Yochel Zayne Yochel Shnayim Chayovin. Vshirecha Zshneihem. They don't have to carry out, let's say, two Gregorises. They're carrying out one Gregoris. But you need both of them to do it, so they're both Chayim. Zay Yochel Zayne Yochel. The Messiah ain't by Mamish. The near Dr. Gabi Shabbos says the Minchas Chinuch, Uxeris Hakosu Ba'asoisa. The Alfinim, the Zeyochel Paturim, Ayin Shom. Abul Khan, here by Korban Pesach, Shnayim Sheutsiu, Afilu Zeyochel, the Zeyochel, Mikomukom Shnayim Chayovin, they want to call Luftor. Very basic idea. That here there's no psukim, so here the Jewish Sabalacha, so two people did it, so they're both chayim. If two people carry the kazayas of Pesach, the chutz.
Yeah, that would be the Svara Pisona, that two people should be chayim, even if they can both cook.
Lechora, yeah. Abu Mechad Yochel Ben Chayin Yochel, Zay Shen Yochel Potter, Dabu Nisayay, Ben Ben Mamish, because that's like a universal Svara. Zenoy Lechobok, Amayin Shem Basugya, and Ten Kanami, that's the one that Shlaim Hotsiu Pesach Mishabbos Zayochol Zayochol Zimul Chayim on Tosa Pesach. Whoa, he wants to make an extrapolation that they'll be Chayim for Shabbos. Chayim Gamkan on Tosa Shabbos and Moshe Lishus Arabi.
That's my kasha.
What?
This is my kasha over here.
What's your kasha?
What's this? There's a cousin over here. Doesn't he make it important? That's why I wanted to say it's important.
You
make
it important. What he says. He says the Eishel Chalik.
Oh, yeah.
Can't and can't count the lecker craw after the negumra hoy saw that they shy in the sky boo. Dino say, Oikim Zemeniach. Maybe they're both Machoyim, say Oikim Zemeniach. Find choices of Gimel Amaral of the Yamasu Shem Surim, the Kosu, the Oikir in Swarish in Skyim.
רק השאס מק שזה מניח יחיים אף לא יאוקה אל יודו נגמרו המלוכה ועל זה אמינו דנו מנקרא אם כן איך שקם זה איגל זה מניח יש חייב המניח על קופונת אין פני ישוע זה איגל זה מניח כן איך שנאמר מיד לכם קור חייב המניח ואין בסך חשב גם נרצה שב יאומו להבידון משום מנחם לכם לבר כל הדין אוקיי סטאפ
It depends on the company that does it. There's different kinds of Shabbos over there. You can't just say Shabbos over there. There's Machon Somet, there's Machon the technology, the Halacha, Halperin, or the Halperin elevator. So it depends on the Hechter. Around here, if it's in a building here, like on Dole, it's probably a Sofa. I doubt it's a Halperin elevator, it's a Somet. So it's pretty good, but there are Haredim that wouldn't be caught dead in it. But it's probably okay. Are you asking me for a psak?
I don't know what it is. It's on $10.
I could 99% chance it's Machon Tomet. Machon Tomet, Haredim doesn't use their Haterim. If it's absolutely necessary, I'm sure it's okay.
What does that mean?
If you need to get upstairs.
If it's an older person, it's going to be...
Someone like me, you know.
I don't... Are you an older person? Can you walk the stairs? Do you really need the elevator?
Sometimes.
I don't know what to say. If it's a home somat, if I ring the other one, does not use it. That's like to say. Unless it's necessary. I don't know how to determine if something's necessary. For you. I don't know. I don't know what to say. If I say, can I eat Rabbanut Hechsher?
I got a lunch invitation on the fifth floor. Shabbos.
Turn it down.
Huh?
Turn it down.
Turn it down.
You know the people that invited you?
Yes.
You tell them don't be the elevator, don't be insulted because they do use it?
I hope not.
If they use it, they'll be insulted, I can guarantee you. It's a problem. It's a problem when you want to eat by someone else's house and they don't use that charim that you want. You know, then what about the pots? What about this? You want to know bottom line, again, not everything in the world is black and white. Tomat elevator is probably okay, but I wouldn't recommend anybody using it unless it's necessary. That's all. What can I say? The Haredi world. If it would be an Halperin elevator, I would tell you you could use it. Doylem doesn't trust Rabbi Rosen so much. He's the head of the Machon Somet. It's probably okay. I read articles about it. I read Shtickel Torah about it. It's probably okay. I don't know what to say. You have to decide, like, if you want to use it. You have a daughter in Shidduchim? Okay, you can use it.